But 就真的，你那个 understanding of 这个这一个 path 一定要很清楚。Otherwise，很像如果是以前的我，我一定会马上会问。如果我那天的 experience，我一定会马上问 why like that，我就跑来问你了。等于说以前我每次 call the birthday，你每次以前讲我在 talk 里面，等于说那个时候真的是下了很多的effort 去 cultivate 去 realize，只是到了最近才开始慢慢的能够去 differentiate 这两个 mind。Otherwise，很容易的那个 habitual tendency 就 take over 了。然后每次就来那个 thought 就很想要知道为什么为什么，所以以前我很多的为什么。
That is the basic mistake of cultivator, even they don't know how to differentiate between the two mind. They always go back to the mundane mind, which has the conditioning, the habitual thinking, and all those things. And all these are thought-based. That's why I always told you wherever, that is from the thought. It's from the thought. Again, it has come back through the back door. The thought is still active behind. The thought wants to know. Who wants to know? The thought wants to know. So, unless you can understand, like what Krishnamurti said, the limitation of thought, you will continue to use thought. Then, unless you can understand the danger of how thought divide and create duality, concept through concept and words, then you will never stop using thought. But to you, thought is so beautiful, so wonderful. But thought has its purpose, has its place. Because to come to this existential world, to live life, you need thought. It's an instrument for communication, for expression, for learning the technical thing, the arts, the science, and all those things. But when it comes to psychological emotion, you cannot use thought. Because that is a waste of energy. It will create stress, negativity, or energy. So thought has its purpose. Memory. Thought are respond to memory. All this, it has its purpose. But not to apply it to psychological problem. Psychological problem need Dhamma, Dhamma medicine. But to study technical science subject, mathematical subject, IT, everything, you need thought. Because without thought, the logical mind cannot function. And the logical mind need to think. And you have to think with clarity. That's why the four bases of success will ensure the mundane success. You have those things. So if you know how to develop them, the first one is passion, for you to be successful in whatever you want to excel in. You must have the passion to do it, to understand it. Then you go all out. That's why after that is virya. Then the investigation, vimamsa, then citta, the willpower and all those things. That one you need thought, you use thought. So understanding all this is not easy. That's why when I started to come out to share and teach, I realized the traditional Dhamma is very, very limited, very dogmatic. They cannot expand into all this. So that's why I knew acting according to memory, sutta, knowledge is not acting at all. You need to develop insight, wisdom, awakening. Then only you can penetrate all this. And to penetrate all this is not easy. You need the silent mind. And this silent mind I have been trying to teach for so long, only recently, only the last few years, only it starts to take shape and root. Then like what you mentioned last time, you still cannot understand that a lot of questions come from that thought. Because basically, that thought process is the mundane mind. You cannot differentiate between the two mind, the two nature, develop clear understanding, then you
cannot really free.
So for your case, song is very good. But do reflect, contemplate, and realize the big difference between the mundane mind and the true mind. You must have clear understanding of these two minds. Otherwise, you will fall back to the mundane mind. Like you say, habitual tendency, deep-rooted habitual tendency, even you also realize that it's not easy to root out all these things. Then you must combine what I share with you in Krishnamurti's teaching. It's very good, Krishnamurti. He explained why thought is limited, but he didn't go into the detail. I explain it to you, what is thought. Basically, when we are with the true mind, it's just spacious awareness. There is no content of consciousness. That's why thought cannot arise. There is just an awareness. But when you come in from memory to perceive, then it bring in the external form. Then your views, your opinion, your conditioning go in. The condition, the content of consciousness go in. Then it create a thought. Then this thought is limited because whatever you come to perceive, you shrink that pure awareness, consciousness into that limited field, like the Buddha image. You zoom into that. Then that content of consciousness with your views, opinion, conditioning, and comments, that views go in. Then it become a thought. So that's why that thought is limited. That thought is egoic because it comes from delusion. Not until you are enlightened, you don't know how to use thought. That's why the use of thought is very important. So when the user has Dhamma, has wisdom, then thought become right thought, wholesome thought, beautiful thought. And then you can use thought. Then thought become your friend. No more problem. Otherwise, it will condition attachment, craving, clinging, grasping, sakayaditi. Then you always revert back to thought because that is the only instrument that human being understand. So see all this clearly, understand all this clearly, then you will never revert back to thought. Then you will know thought has its place in life, in society, but not in the psychological world, not for Dhamma awakening and understanding, not for cultivation. Cultivation, you have to realize the truth, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So you must understand all this very clearly. Then only you can have the true penetrative clarity and understanding to cultivate accordingly. So with all this explanation, I hope you all will understand. It's not easy to understand this teaching. It's not what you think. So this is very beautiful, Vesong. Thank you so much for bringing out all this condition for my nature to explain all this. This part is actually very difficult to understand and very profound. But slowly there is condition ready because otherwise the sharing will not have all this that I just shared. This is for you to understand. Why the mundane mind has its limitation. Why is limited? Why is egoic? Why you cannot use it to cultivate Dhamma and apply it to solve your life problem, psychological problem? You cannot. You use that, you die. You act according to memory, then you don't act according to understanding or wisdom, then you don't use unisotman, etc. Then your whole cultivation go haywire. That's why people use intellect, knowledge, Dhamma knowledge, to try to practice Dhamma. You can't. So all this will become very clear. Okay, so?
Sadhu, brother. Yeah.